Joyful Blessings, this is Kaylin Castell with a look at week 4 of the 2016 celestial timings. On February 22nd, the moon is entering Virgo and passing by the heart star of the lion. So, at the end of week 3, we were talking about Sunday, February 21st, when the Mercury was passing the heart star of the goat. And now we have the moon passing the heart star of the lion. So the heart energy is really powerfully active over these few days because there's at least a three-day window for each aspect, the day before, the day of, and the day after. And so so there's overlap between Mercury with the heart star of the goat and the moon with the heart star of the lion. And, of course, Saturn is with the heart star of the scorpion for many weeks. In fact, for most of this year, it's within range of the heart star of Antares, the heart star of the scorpion. So, and this is activating the full moon. The full moon is going to be at 3.5 degrees of Virgo at 10:20 a.m. Pacific time. And that it means it's very close. It's within about 3 degrees, a little 3.5 degrees of Regulus. So a very powerful amplification of the light codes coming from Regulus and the head of the lion. The moon is illuminating all of that as it passes by this part of the sky. And one of the things I put in the written version of the timings was this idea that the lion, the head of the lion, and actually the body of the lion, the whole lion constellation is connected to the Sphinx, and it's very much like the Sphinx in the sky. And and there's an ancient Arab proverb that talks about how man fears time, but time fears the Sphinx. Because when we have awareness, when we get connected into the Hall of Records, the Sphinx being connected into the Hall of Records, and we are attuned to a greater awareness, time actually ceases to exist. Time is a construct of the middle world reality, of the reality that we're living in. And so when we expand our consciousness and awareness beyond that, then time does not continue to exist. And that is part of the mysteries of the Sphinx. So the Sphinx is considered to be the guardian of the Emerald Tablets. The Emerald Tablets are connected or may be found in the Hall of Records. The Hall of Records is in our DNA, and that's also connected to the mysteries of time. Emerald Tablets, if you read the Emerald Tablets, there's a lot that talk about time and how time works in other dimensions in space, which is very different than how we experience it here. So, then also Regulus is one of the magical stars. So this full moon is really amplifying this particular star, and we could say that the ancient alchemists would have used this time to make potions or amulets or to create some sort of magical intentions when a very full moon is within less than 6 degrees of Regulus, the heart star. And then retrograde Jupiter is going to reach opposition to Chiron on February 23rd. And so Jupiter is about expansion and Chiron is about shamanic healing. And if we think about, and then in Pisces, because Chiron is at 20 degrees Pisces, Jupiter's at 20 degrees Virgo. And so we have this activation of compassion, the healing compassion of Pisces, with the shamanic healing process of Chiron being expanded by Jupiter and Virgo. And if we think about Jupiter and Virgo, it's also very much connected into the patterning of life. So this is something that I was tuning into and feeling as a way of connecting in to realign with the axiatonal lines that have to do with our original star family, our original where we come from, and how we're connected into the greater universe, into the greater entire creation. And so you can read about that in the written version of the timings and see an image of the axiatonal lines as well. But just to really honor how we are connected. Everything is connected. We're connected to the entire creation, and the entire creation is connected to us. That means we're connected to everyone, as we've already mentioned in the earlier weeks of the timings. And so everybody matters because everybody is a part of us. We're all fingers on the same hand. So it's really important to be also conscious about how are we honoring all life as sacred? And that's the another piece that Jupiter in Virgo is asking us to connect with this year. On February 24th, the moon will enter Libra and activate the mysteries of conscious equal partnership. How are we in conscious relationship with all of life, and how do we experience all life as equal, not the same, but of same value, same importance. No one is more important or less important than anyone else. And then we'll have the moon enter Scorpio on February 27th, and that will kind of takes us back to where the moon was as we began the month. And so, you know, reconnecting into those Scorpio mysteries, feeling what we feel, looking at the possibilities of edgewalking. Perhaps you'll want to check out the article on edgewalking. And then the sun will be conjunct Neptune, as it is once every year, at 9 degrees, 9.5 degrees of Pisces at 7:48 a.m. on February 28th. And so if we think about the Pisces sun, the fuel, that's very intuitive and connected into the realm of compassion and intuition. And then Neptune also in Pisces, its favorite place to be, connected into the realm of intuition and compassion. And also inspired dreaming. What are the new visions and dreams that are coming in? And the sun is helping to magnify and amplify that. Now, sometimes when we connect into this Neptunian realm, it can feel kind of confusing because there's no clarity right away. It's like when anything is possible, what do you choose? So you have to feel into that with your sense of feeling, and not the same kind of intuition that we speak of when we talk about the fire realm, but the feeling, the intuitive feeling of what's going on. And really trusting your inner knowing, I guess, is the better way to say that, as the guide. And then the last day of February, February 29th, is leap day. And this is a leap year. So every 4 years we have a leap year, because there are 365.25 days every year. So every 4 years, an extra day is added so that we can keep the calendar aligned with the seasons that in the ways that we're understanding it. Because before, when we had the Julian calendar, and we had the calendar before, whatever calendars we had before that, the seasons would drift off by 10 days or more, and they would have to readjust the calendar. So actually, Copernicus was commissioned by the Catholic Church to come up with a calendar that would allow them to know when their sacred days were. Now, the challenge with that was that what Copernicus realized when he was doing this for the Catholic Church was that the Earth was not the center of the universe or the center of creation. This Earth was going around the sun. So he said, here's your calendar, but, you know, this kind of goes against your primary doctrine that the Earth is the center of the universe. And so the Catholic Church was very grateful to get the calendar, and they made Copernicus promise that he wouldn't say what he had found, because, of course, the Church is infallible, couldn't be wrong. And so, and this was during the time of the Inquisition, and so Copernicus promised he wouldn't say anything, and he didn't. But on his deathbed, he published his findings, and that allowed people to start seeing what was going on. And so we started to gain greater awareness around the this this count, you know, this the, how the Earth is not the center of the universe, and how the how this is actually working in the cosmos, how we're what our place is within the cosmos, which is an expansion of awareness, interestingly enough, and our way of experiencing the mysteries. Just lost my train of thought. And the other thing about the calendar is that it will stay accurate for thousands of years, and it will drift off maybe one day in 3,000 years. So it was a very brilliant thing that Copernicus came up with. And it actually also did open our awareness to something that wasn't known before, or hadn't been known before in the in that particular time. And based on how the church was wanting to keep things from the people, that would allow them, would have them maybe even question anything in the universe. So here we are on Leap Day, and February 29th, and we can imagine that this is the time to question our reality. It's extra day in the year that happens only every 4 years. So I happen to have been born in a leap year, so I always love the year that we have an extra day in the leap year. Feels kind of sort of magical in some way for me. Then also on this last day, the moon will be entering Sagittarius, and it's going to catch up to Mars, and then enter Sagittarius, and then it'll be visible catching up to Saturn and Antares, and it's making this sort of beautiful configuration in the sky with Mars, Saturn, and Antares. So if you get a chance to see it, it's definitely worth checking out in the evening. You'll be able to see that. It's still kind of a last quarter moon there that's activating Mars and getting ready to catch up to Saturn as we move towards the 1st of March.